Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Edge. My name is Richard Seville, fantasy65.net. And this is the Fantasy Edge and a little bit of a different show. I'm here by myself. I don't like doing podcasts by myself. I usually like to bounce off stuff from other people. But we're going to have Dennis Sosik on next week. For those of you familiar with the show, Kevin and Jono are kind of more busy in their lives this year, so they won't be able to do the regular podcast. So I'm hoping that Dennis Sosik, who's also a ranker at Fantasy Pros, will be able to co-host the show on a regular basis. So I'd like to keep the show going. I'm not going to do too much of a recap, but I will talk about the Monday night game that between the Ravens and Raiders. What a game. The Raiders won it in overtime. I guess you could kind of say they won it twice in overtime because they reviewed a touchdown and it got called back because it didn't cross the goal line. It's stopped just short, and so they had to get everybody off the field and everything. And for those who saw the game, know all this, and they ended up not being able to punch it in, so the overtime continued. But the Raiders ultimately were able to win the game on a touchdown to Zay Jones scoring the touchdown. What a game! One notable thing about that game too is at one point in the game, I don't know what his final. It must have been at least maybe 20 targets, perhaps, but Darren Waller, they announced, I know he's targeted a ton, but at one point he was targeted 18 times, according to the crew in the booth on Monday Night Football. And I knew it was a lot, but I didn't know it was that much. It could have been even more because they announced it, like, I think late in the fourth quarter, and then there was overtime, and I don't know how many times he was targeted after that. You lose count. So, there is a guy that you might be able to want to pick up. Because they can't keep targeting Darren. Well, I guess they can. I mean, it came out successful against a very, you know, the Ravens have a reasonable defensive crew. So, but they managed to win. But the running game of the Raiders, not so great. But anyways, I was going to tell you about the guy that you can probably pick up, and that's Bryan Edwards. So that's one of the things. I'm just going to take a look at the news since the game ended. Not much for Henry Ruggs. It was mostly outside of Darren Waller. You're looking at Bryan Edwards or Hunter Renfro. Mark Andrews had a very quiet night, and he was one of the guys I needed for one of my fantasy teams, and he didn't do too good. But Kenyon Drake definitely was quite involved in the offense, especially in the passing game. So that was good. Sammy Watkins might be a guy to pick up for the Ravens. It looks like it's kind of scary that he was taking a lot away the targets that you would kind of think that Mark Andrews might get. So a little bit of worry there, but Sammy Watkins is definitely a guy. If he's available, you might want to pick him up this week. So I don't want to dwell too much on the Ravens Raiders game, but moving right along to we had a discussion on our chat at F6P League and about Aaron Rodgers, and I know a lot of you were quite disappointed with Aaron Rodgers, and I really don't think we should worry about it, but we kind of got deep into his head about the kind of things, like what he was thinking about, because there was definite frustration of Aaron Rodgers, especially in that long intercepted pass that was just nowhere near anybody except, you know, a Saints defender near midfield, and he just, you know, ran it back. It was just utter frustration by Aaron Rodgers, and you think it was, you know, a terrible game, but he'll return back to Lambeau, and he won't, I don't think he'll go in and disappoint the fans at Lambeau like that. Aaron Rodgers got carry some pride, and I don't think there was this. I mean, even I was kind of saying, gee, he seems a bit, you know, he seems to be in a bit of a sulk about matters, how they've ended up in Green Bay, that he's kind of stuck there for another year, which he's, you know, it's been quite public that he's not happy about it. But I really don't think we should worry just after one game and the poor offensive show by the Packers in that game. Because it wasn't really, it really can't be said that he's his head just wasn't in it. And I think that happened early, but I think Aaron Rodgers comes to play, so I don't think there's really any concern there. But I tell you, the optics aren't great, and a lot of people were commenting about that. Okay, let's get into some other news now. One of the players that that kind of shocked everybody before the early Sunday games began was with San Francisco. And it kind of took everyone by surprise that that Trey Sermon was a healthy scratch, and Elijah Mitchell came in and basically took over the 49ers backfield. And more than that, he worked it almost as an RB1, which is kind of unusual in the Shanahan offense. He likes to rotate the backs and this sort of thing. But it was Elijah Mitchell who carried the ball. Mostly, I think it was mostly because of the injury to Mostert, which I can get you the details of that right here. That the timetable for Mostert to return is 2 months, and that's going to be too long. And it almost makes Mostert droppable. I mean, you could keep him if you have an IR spot, you could keep him. But, you know, it's hard to hold on to a guy that long if you need bench space. And that's a lot of weeks, and especially when they're going to be working in other guys and you don't know how he's going to be. What is the injury exactly? It doesn't say exactly what the injury was, but it's just a knee injury. That's all we have on it so far. So, but it's obviously serious enough to keep him out a number of weeks. And of course, you know, knee injuries are not good when you're doing fantasy football. Knee injuries they say they're short, and then, you know, and when you don't get a firm time, you know, time scales with injuries can be, you know, they can range. We sort of think hamstrings can be overcome, but they tend to go on long or short depending on the player. So anyways, that was not a good injury. And of course, there's a number of injuries, and other podcasts have covered these, but this is kind of a main one. We kind of like to focus on the Fantasy Edge. We kind of like to focus on the guys that people are picking up. And one guy, and I think this is kind of important for fantasy as well, is who is on the waiver wire right now, who's hot. And but Elijah Mitchell definitely probably tops the list if he's not taken in your league. How much fab do you put on him? That depends. How much you need the guy. I wouldn't put too much on him. Like, a lot of people probably might blow them all, especially if they've lost Mostert. They'll probably blow a lot of fab just to get Elijah Mitchell or any other of the running backs who went down this weekend. Not too many, but, you know. Another running back that should be on your list is Kenneth Gainwell. 11 carries, and he got a score. And if anything happens to Sanders, he's going to be a top flight producer on the Eagles. So he's definitely a guy that you probably should consider picking up. There's Tony Jones Jr. He's of the Saints. He's another guy. He slips into the role of that Latavius Murray is. So basically, he's just a handcuff to Alvin Kamara, but a well worth guy. If he's available in your league, you should pick him up. He's definitely worth getting. So Mark Ingram of Houston. Now, Houston had a big game. I don't hold Mark Ingram as such a great pickup. But he had a great game. I mean, scored a touchdown and he carried the ball 26 times. So you can't argue with that kind of production. And so Mark Ingram definitely somebody to pick up. I mean, if he's got 26 touches is definitely but Houston's backfield, you could be it's not worth blowing a lot of fab on him, but he's definitely somebody that is worthwhile picking up. And I'm sure anybody who's lost Raheem Mostert who are unable to get Elijah Mitchell definitely consider picking up Mark Ingram. You can't ignore the production. 85 yards and a touchdown. But he was targeted once by Tyrod Taylor, but failed to catch the. But so, just moving right along for other waiver wire considerations. And we could go down the list. There's Carlos Hyde, Tevin Coleman, Damian Williams. Maybe if you own David Montgomery, it might be worthwhile picking up Damian Williams in case of an injury to. I think at one point I noticed that David Montgomery hurt his finger or something, like it got, just dinged his finger a little bit and he was out for a series. And, little injuries like that, you can get production from a guy, if he's out of game for, we don't know how it's going to be. In the wide receivers, now everybody's going to be jumping on Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk, definitely looks like he's back in the, saddle again. He was only targeted 5 times, but he got 70 yards and 2 touchdowns out of it, and that's production that's hard to ignore. He's not going to do that every week, but I think Christian Kirk's definitely a guy that you're going to be looking to get. Jalen Reagor, a lot of people giving up on him, but he caught 6 passes, and all of his targets, he caught them all 100%, 49 yards and touchdown for Jalen Reagor. So he did quite well, but he's going to be overshadowed. He's kind of like for a deeper league perhaps, but another guy you should consider picking up is Gabriel Davis. Definitely of the Bills. He's going to have better games. So it just seems like Josh Allen likes to target him in the end zone. So inside the 20, inside the red zone, he gets good targets. And he's a favorite of Josh Allen. Another guy you might want to look and pick up is KJ Hamler if he's available. Hamler, because of Jerry Jeudy being out, I think Hamler will get a bit more extra work. So... it's quite possible that Hamler should be picked up while Jerry Jeudy's out. And he only caught 3 passes, but that was because most of the game Jerry Jeudy was in there and catching passes. So KJ Hamler of the Broncos is definitely a guy that you can consider picking up this week. I think he's quite well worth. So there's lots of guys to pick up in that to pick up in your leagues. Other guys to pick up is this guy just will not go away. And Nelson Agholor of the Patriots, who's on the Patriots now, and he gets 72 yards on a touchdown in the season over 5 of 7 targets. Mac Jones likes him. So Nelson Agholor, the guy who spins and turns and somehow gets, I would consider him kind of a sleeper, but you may need to pick him up just to fill out the roster that got emptied out by the injuries. Who else we got here is I see Van Jefferson on the waiver list. And I'm of two minds of it because first of all, he was targeted first by Matthew Stafford. And the first guy he targeted in the game was Van Jefferson. And that made me sit up and dig. And he was wearing number 12, which was actually a bit confused because I thought that, wait a minute, Robert Woods is number 70, and Robert Woods is number 2 now. And so it kind of threw me off a little bit. And, but Van Jefferson getting the first target of the Rams season sort of makes you kind of think that maybe Van Jefferson will have a healthy role in the offense with, Matthew Stafford. I don't know. You can pick him up on spec. Van Jefferson, if you think, and just hold him and just wait and see, to see if his role is going to be bigger than, because you never know with these guys. Van Jefferson's, he's only in his, I think last year was his, this is, this is just his second season, so, and he wasn't well touted. I mean, he only got 220 yards last season. It's like, you know, it's hard to see if he's gonna have an expansive role, if he's gonna be, have a bigger role. So if you think that, if you want to, you know, speculate that maybe, this is a Van Jefferson breakout year, which is kind of iffy, but maybe it is, you don't know. You know, pick him up. He's definitely worth picking up if you think, Van Jefferson is, the future for, because right now it's Robert Woods, right? Robert Woods is their number one. But you never know with Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford will go to whoever he likes. So he's definitely a guy. Another guy to pick up too is Cedric Wilson. He's still going to be the number three behind CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper. So, but Gallup is out, so Cedric Wilson might have a bigger role. He's going to be a flex at best, but I mean, he's probably going to sit on your bench and collect cobwebs, but you might want to keep him on there anyway, just in case. So that's pretty much it. Another guy on the list is Sterling Shepard, but I think he's owned by almost everybody. So there's that. As for tight ends, Gerald Everett of Seattle, definitely getting a big role. A lot of people would be picking him up off the waiver wire. And as well, if Cole Kmet is out there, he was definitely getting targeted a bunch. I'll get the exact number, that he was, 7 targets for Cole Kmet on the Chicago Bears in a losing effort against the Rams. But, you know, still looked good and, well worth, getting. Some of the disappointments and I don't know if I mentioned already, but I didn't really want to dwell on it, but getting back to Aaron Rodgers, again, don't worry about Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be fine. Another guy, Juwan Johnson. You want to, he's another spec pickup. I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that, but don't pick up Tyler Heinicke unless you're in a two quarterback lead and you're desperate. So he's not really, 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 really worth it, but definitely guys that, are guys to pick up. Now, those of you, now just moving right along into, I want to talk a little bit about the rest of season. I do the rest of season rankings at, F6P, and you can read my article on Thursday of the trending. And I tend to be, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not very good at short range, like, on the weekend. In fact, I did very, very poorly in our F6P pick'em. There's, all the writers were, like 24 writers, and it was just amazing. But I just wanted to try to mention, like, what I'm sort of looking at is for the long term, and what I saw this weekend, and what I'm seeing is that the Jets are still the Jets, unfortunately. I don't think Robert Saleh's making, I didn't see a big difference. I mean, I saw the Jets being a little bit more competitive, but Zach Wilson just isn't quite there yet. I think it's going to, also another thing on the long term, I'm really not in, as far as San Francisco goes and their quarterback situation, I see, looking into my crystal ball, I don't see Garoppolo giving up the starter job that quickly. I think you're still going to see Trey Lance working in a little bit, and that'll be the same with the Bears as well, with Justin Fields. So it's going to be, I think that's how teams are working in these rookie quarterbacks. So with the case of Dalton, I think it'll be a little bit sooner with him, but with Garoppolo, it could be a bit longer because Garoppolo didn't look too bad. Garoppolo, he had that one bad tip that, you know, went for an interception, but otherwise Garoppolo was fairly solid as a QB. So I don't think there's really too much worry there. As far as, cause this is, I guess you could call this sort of the segment, like, what our segment, which is, what did we call it? Panic button. There really isn't. I don't like to, it's not good to hit the panic button on week one, but I think there is kind of a panic button with, like guy like maybe like Najee Harris. It's a little bit of he didn't the Raiders offensive line just aren't giving a lot of room for Najee Harris's talent to take form. Remains to be seen, but I'm a little bit concerned about it. I think there's a certain problem. So if you're a Najee Harris owner, maybe not, but it's not looking, he's not looking solid. They were up against the Bills. The Bills are tough on the run, as we know. So it could be that. I mean, there's going to be better days for Najee Harris, but he's got to have a better day than what he had. So I think right now that's looking a bit worrying. But other panic button people, I think there's a bit of a panic with Sony Michel of the Rams. It was all Daryl Henderson throughout that game. And Henderson, I mean, Michel came out there. Of course, Michel was late coming to the team. So it's because Xavier Jones left. So, you know, and Jake Funk was going to move up. And I kind of had a thought that Jake Funk, because Jake Funk had sort of a good preseason. So I kind of figured, but no, he's looks like Jake Funk is going to remain on special teams for the time being. I don't think he'll get any usage. And Sony Michel didn't get any usage. So anybody who has Sony Michel, hang on to him. Don't get rid of him. It's not time to drop him. If you need to drop somebody, I would hold off on that for now. So don't drop Sony Michel just yet. But Ronald Jones, if you have Ronald Jones, I think there's that fumble really kind of affected him. He only that Thursday night disaster for him, and he was only in there six times. This is Leonard Fournette's show, and if you own Ronald Jones, you've got to hold on to him for now. But he's definitely, if he's on your roster, he's definitely should be on a roster bubble. Definitely on the bubble. Zach Jones Zach Moss was a healthy scratch. Now that, if you own Zach Moss, hold on to him. I don't know why Zach Moss, but he was a healthy scratch, and don't know why exactly, but this is not good for Zach Moss owners. You don't like your players to have healthy scratch, and so he's a bit of a worry in this game in fantasy. Sorry, what else we got? Another player that's a bit of a kind of a panic button, but you've kind of got to leave him be. You can't really drop him just yet, and that's Michael Carter of the Jets. You're going to have to hold on to him for a few more games. Just, you know, it's best for any of these players, except for the ones that are healthy scratches. Well, even if they are a healthy scratch, you should just hang on to them. There could be a perfectly reasonable explanation of why, but it's not a good look. But they didn't work very much of Michael Carter of the Jets very much. So it's a bit nerve-wracking. Not great. That's my abbreviated podcast for today. I hope that next week we'll have a little bit more of a structured show like we had last year on the Fantasy Edge. But I want to thank you for visiting me with this recap of the week and taking a look at the waiver wire, guys. And we'll have Dennis Sosek next week on the Fantasy Edge. Thank you, everybody, and take care. Enjoy your week.